fight the king or Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hands, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of God you have set up. Then the Bible said Nebuchadnezzar was filled with chagrin and evil, and his attitude toward them changed. And he ordered the furnace heated 7 times harder than usual. Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. I'm always happy to be among you because I know God has a good plan for my life. And today, verses that we read is going to talk for my life. And it's going to define us as we're sitting here today. 2 weeks ago, we had a great convention in Omaha, Nebraska. Have you guys had fun?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Man, that was beautiful. Yeah, that was my first time to attend that convention, and I'm telling you, I have seen a lot of people that I do not believe that Baptist is so huge and big.
Yes.
People come from all over, you know, all ways of life. They came here just to fellowship together, and I've seen the goodness of the Lord while we're sharing with them, get to know new people. And I came back from Omaha to Lincoln with the prayer of Omaha. I said, God, please strengthen us in Lincoln, maybe one day we'll bring this convention here. I don't think we're going to have a big place for it. But God is faithful. Lincoln is growing. When I moved here in 2005, Lincoln was so small. But now Lincoln is expanding. It's becoming a big city. So we are not a small town anymore. Today, I want to speak to a life through Holy Spirit. The title of this message is The Face Over Fear. Face Over Fear. We, as a believer, sometimes look at it. And that's an instinct of human being. You have to panic sometimes because you want to know. You want to know. And this man here is too firm in their faith. Even in the face of a certainty, they're too firm in their faith even when facing death. Those three gentlemen there, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. The issue is clear. They're from Jerusalem. They were captive. Taken to Iraq. Iraq was a Babylon. You know, when I was in the army, I served in Iraq. Iraq is a very desert place. It's a very hot place. If you think Lincoln is hot, then you don't see it yet. Iraq is a very hot place. And those who live there, they have the strength to observe the heat. And they know how to handle the weather. But those who from America, if you go there, you find it is not easy. Say, hey, I want to go back to the United States because it's too hot here. So those three young men, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, was captive and taken from their country into another country. They were in exile. But at the same time, they never forget their God. They were connected with their God. They say, no, we will never leave the way we worship our God. Even though we're in foreign land, but we have to stay with our covenant. And that's what I want to tell you tonight, this morning. You have to know. Is sticking with your faith is the way out. Even in the face of death here, they say, all king is able, our God, all our God is able to deliver us. But even if he does not, we will not serve your God. They were telling the king of that country, we have our God, we are not going to bow with your God. Even if you kill us, we are not going to give up. That is the strong faith right there. He said, we're not going to give up because we know our God is able to get us out of there. We are not backing off from worshiping our God. I want to encourage you this morning as a believer, no matter what happened in your life, never give up your faith. Stand strong and stand tall. Tell that problem, my God is bigger than you. Think of it, but my God is bigger. So Shadrach and Meshach, they were very young people. They're working in that government. Even though they risk their job, they know if they refuse the orders of the king, then the king will fire them from job. But doesn't matter. Do whatever you want to do, but my faith will remain strong. But even if that's not, will not serve your God. That's in verse 17. And verse 18, and today's takeaway, the true faith is unconditionally on our account. The strong faith. You have to stand strong. You have to stand strong like this young, three young men from Israel. They say we don't want to bow down. It is about trusting God regardless of what happens. Once you trust God, regardless of what happens in your life, you're not going to do. Trusting God is the key here. We have to know our God is able. Even though we don't see him, but we feel him. He said in his word, I formed these people for my own self to proclaim with my praise. So our duty as a believers, we have to proclaim with his praise. We have to proclaim with his praise. Wherever we go, we have to show people that we are Christian. We are strong in our faith. We are not giving up. We are here to preach gospel. We are here to edify. We are here to, you know, edify people. And people have to see Christ in us. Our work, the way we talk, the way we dance, the way we eat, the way we work, all these things people need to see Christ in you. Sometimes they don't have to wait for you to read Bible for them to know you, but they want to see the way you work, the behavior of being a Christian. That's the most important part of it. Once they see your behavior is so good, they will say, no, this man, this woman is really a Christian woman. Let me help with this person. So here, it's about trusting God, as I mentioned. And then the second thing that I want to mention is the courage to resist the cultural pressure. We're living in a great country in the world. There's a lot of cultural pressure here. People come from different ways of life, from different countries, from different parts of the world. We're here in America living together. You see, those cultural resist the pressure is here, but you have to have a courage to resist the cultural pressure. Some cultures is not good with you. You don't have to bow to it. You say, no, this doesn't look like something that I have to devote myself to. Because it's not reflecting my heart. It's not reflecting my face. So let me go away from it. It's not because you hate somebody, but because I have to show them that I have faith that I'm unshakable. Even though the storm of life comes, but I have to stand strong. That's it. Once you're rooted in the Word of God, nobody will uproot you from there. The storm comes, it shakes believers. We have seen it in the Bible. A lot of great men of God, great women of God went through a lot of trials, but they never gave up. They say, no, my God is able. My God will overcome these odds, and I will come out of here without no problem. And that was the courage those young men had. And that is the courage that we need to have today in this contemporary time we live in. David was a young man, but he said, no, this giant cannot challenge my people. I will stand strong and stand tall and challenge this giant. We all need victory in this life, but the victory we need supposed to be that comes from God. Because once God gives you victory, you will always be victorious. So these guys here, they have courage to confront that king. We're not going to give up. The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar demand conformity. Everyone had to bow. Everyone had to bow. Bow. How and why? Because you got to bow only for Jesus. We only bow to Jesus. Every tongue confess, every knee bow, because Jesus is the Lord. So that's the only person we have to bow. Those gentlemen, they don't want to do what other people are doing. Sometimes, because everybody's doing it, I want to do it. Because everybody's doing it, I want to do it. But you have to figure it out. You've got to have the spirit of discernment. What I'm doing is right or not right. You know, that's very important. A message for us here. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego resisted, even though they were in position of influence in that moment. But they resist that moment. You know, sometimes you work in a place, you know that's how you make living, that's how you put food on the table. You don't want to mess up your workplace. But sometimes they will come in and put some things in that workplace for you to do. And you know what you're going to do is not going to help you. It's not going to make you a good Christian. They post some stuff with you. You say, no, I'm a good Christian, I'm not doing it. risk my job. Even if I risk my job. One time I was in Central African Republic, I encountered Muslim brothers, and I came and said with them, they said, no, you have to accept what we're giving to you in order for us to allow you to get what you want. And I said, no, I'm not doing this because my God can help me. Praise the Lord. My God can help me. He said, if you want to do this, and we want you to do this in order for you to get this, and it's just easy. You sign here. I said, no, I'm not signing nothing. I'm not signing nothing. My God will help me. So you're sitting here today. Even though you went through trials, I know there's a panic, there's a fear. You know, people who spoke about immigration here, it's very challenging. But guess what? Things will change. Things will change. Things will change. Things will change. So now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego resisted the king. In modern relevance, in the world that often demands. History reminds us here today, brothers, to stand for the truth and integrity. Truth and integrity. Once you speak the truth, even if people disagree with you, if you have that integrity, then you'll make it in life. You'll make it in life. Because integrity is a very important word here. I learned this word in the army. You have to have integrity. Even if your friend, your battle buddy, is doing something wrong, you don't have to keep quiet or silent. You have to report him. Say, hey, my battle buddy messed it up, and I'm reporting to the sheriff command. And we as a Christian, we have to have that integrity. And to be honest, this morning, I do believe we all have that integrity, and God is working through us so much. Even when it is unpopular or risky, you have to have integrity. And God will use us tremendously as a clean instrument for his glory. The third point that I will wind was it, God's presence in fire. In fire. God's presence in fire. Make a son of the gods appear in the furnace with them. In verse 25. You see, those gentlemen, when they refused to accept what king wanted to do, king decided to take them and throw them in the fire. Sometimes, the enemy, which is the devil, he's always trying to set us to failure. You're trying to do something good and you mess up your stuff. So those gentlemen here, they don't have any choice. King said, I'm taking you and throw you in the fire because you don't obey my command. He took them and threw them in the fire. This is a widely interpreted as a teflon, an appearance of God in that fire, or Christ-like figure. Jesus appeared in the fire. Fire is not an easy thing. If someone decides to throw you in a fire, you know it's not going to be fun because you're dead out. But these kids here, young people, they say we're not giving up our faith, throw us in the fire. But guess what? When they threw them in the fire, God, the Bible says, is appearing like the Son of God, showed up in that fire. You may be dealing with some fire here. Maybe you're a fire that you cannot even figure it out. What can I do to get out of this fire? But once you have a belief in Christ, in that fire, God will appear in that fire and God will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. God will set you free. You will walk out of that fire, your head is high up, and you're doing greater things. Even your enemies, like this Nebuchadnezzar here, he's a powerful king. But in that time, he cannot even resist anymore. He said, guys, look, those people I throw in the fire, seems like they were three, but now they are four. Seems like the Son of God appeared in that fire. Bring them out. And in the fire, they were dancing. Dance in your fire here. Any fire you're in, dance in that fire. Because God will bring you safely. And you will walk out. That's the moment people will celebrate your God. They will know your God is the real God. He's not a fake God. Now King bow into that King God and said, no, bring those gentlemen out. And Today, the word of comfort, God doesn't always remove the fire, but he walks with us through the fire. He doesn't remove the fire, but he walks with us through the fire. That's the word of today. God's power, first the human power here. Human power doesn't have power, but God's power. Just when we here at First Baptist, we are doing the right thing. Now, because Manasseh, the Melech, the king, Arius, that he saw ego was shattered when he saw God's deliverance. God delivered him. Once God delivered you, anybody will bow into your heart. So that's very important for us as believers to know. And then he declared, no other God can serve in this way. In verse 29, in this contemporary time, inside the earthly power is limited. The earthly power that we have is limited. God's sovereignty and justice will ultimately prevail. So we have to step out and do what God wants us to do for his glory. We have to be the witness through faithfulness. Witness through faithfulness. The Bible says, even though I cry all night, my joy comes in the morning. Their faith leads to public recognition. May your faith and my faith lead to public recognition. So God can bring our people into his kingdom. And that's very, very important. And that's the next step that we're going to take as believers, working together, coming together, praying together, fellowship together, serving together, eating together, just like disciples eat. To be honest, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. Those young men, their faith led to public recognition of God's greatness. God's greatness in our lives. The king promoted them. God will promote you. God will promote your children. God will promote your country. God will promote wherever you come from because of doing the right thing. And that's very important. It's very crucial. God will promote this great church here. The church that is the beacon of the light. These people from different ways of life, from different color, they're all here serving God together. That's very, very important. So may God Almighty decree honoring into his name today. Today's challenge is our faithfulness can be a powerful witness to others, even those who are in authority. Those who are in authority, once they see us doing great things as believers, they will believe this is really children of God. Brothers and sisters, finally, reflection here. In Daniel 3, the Bible saying, what idol are we tempted to bow to today? What kind of idol that we are tempted to bow? Are we willing to say, even if not, and it's still trust God? That's important. How can our faith inspire others out there to see God through us, to see God through our greatness? I know God is faithful. May the Lord be with us. May his name be praised. Thank you very much for being attentive. God bless you all. Amen. For listening. Amen.
If you'd rise for our communion song, please. 782, come share the Lord. Name. His love is burning in our hearts like living flame. For through his love and Son, the Father makes us one. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. No one is a stranger here. Everyone belongs. Finding our forgiveness here, we in turn forgive all. Joins us here. He breaks the bread. The Lord who pours the cup is risen from the dead. The one we love the most is now our gracious host. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. We are now family of which the Lord is head. The mercy awaits us here in the breaking of the bread. We'll gather soon where angels sing. We'll see the glory of our Lord and coming King. Now we anticipate the feast for which we wait. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. You may be seated.
the body, which is for you, through his remembrance of me. In the same time, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it and of remembrance of me. Same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Oh Lord of the table, we come into your strength, but in your mercy, we gather not isolation, but in communion. With this one another, at this sacred table, we remember the broken bread and pour out wine, sign of covenant, sealed with compassion, power, and eternal promises. Thank you for the body of Christ this morning, given love. Thank you for the blood of Christ poured out for our reconciliation, and partaking you our spirit.